gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, November 30th, 2017. Welcome to Day 315. The New York Times and the Washington Post say the White House plans to force Secretary of State Rex Tillerson out and replace him with Mike Pompeo, the current CIA director, around the end of the year. Pompeo would be replaced by Senator Tom Cotton. Right now, it's unclear if Trump has signed off on the plan, which was devised by John Kelly. Meanwhile, CBS News and BuzzFeed News say Jeff Sessions tapped Kellyanne Conway to oversee the White House's response to the opioid crisis. The Justice Department and Drug Enforcement Administration also announced $12 million in grants to combat the epidemic, which Sessions considers the worst drug crisis in American history. Robert Mueller's team questioned Jared Kushner about Michael Flynn earlier this month. CNN and the New York Times say the 90-minute conversation was aimed at establishing whether Kushner had any information that could exonerate Flynn. Politico and Bloomberg say John McCain plans to vote for the GOP tax bill, saying he believes the legislation is far from perfect. Republicans need at least 50 of its 52 members to pass the bill without Democratic support. Currently, Bob Corker, Jeff Flake, Susan Collins, and James Lankford have yet to commit to the bill. NBC News says Donald Trump falsely claimed that the Republican tax bill would cost rich Americans like himself a fortune. Trump and his family could save more than $1 billion under the House tax plan that passed 2 weeks ago. Under the Senate plan, wealthy Americans like Trump would receive nearly 62% of the benefit by 2027, while two-thirds of the middle class would face a tax increase. Quote, "This is going to cost me a fortune, this thing, believe me," Trump said. "This is not good for me." He added that his very wealthy friends were not so happy with me. The Hill says the Secret Service has spent nearly $150,000 on golf cart rentals since Trump took office. Trump has spent more than 100 days at Trump properties and 81 days at golf courses in particular during his presidency. And now to the polls. A new Rasmussen numbers say 40% of Americans think Fox News should receive the fake news trophy that Trump suggested earlier this week, while 25% of respondents think CNN deserves a trophy. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.
You see what's happened. Now we have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to restore American prosperity and reclaim America's great destiny. We've already made tremendous progress, far greater than I would have thought. I will tell you this in a non-braggadocious way. There has never been a 10-month president that has accomplished what we have accomplished. That I can tell you.